Good morning. My name is Maxine Silvestro. I'm a member of the Woodford Historical Society. And I have the pleasure of chatting with Ron Trim. Now, Ron is the president of the Woodford Historical Society. And today, Ron is going to talk about some events from World War II, events that happened around Woodford, Villeneuve, and around the district.
I went to school at Villeneuve, which is up at Penwoodford and Kilcoy, a little school, and we'd only just got into the school, and we used to always have to have our little morning
talk.
The teachers would stand up in the veranda, line us all up.
And oh, parade.
Yes, we had the honour of the king and all that sort of
thing. Yeah, because you would have the king then.
Yeah, and anyway, then we walked up and into the school. So we were in the back of the school. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock, I suppose, and a fleet of motorbikes went past, one behind the other. There must have been about 10 of them. Of course, we had to get up then and have squeezed through the window. We'd never seen 10 bikes before behind the other. Then these trucks started. Went on at 4 o'clock that afternoon, non-stop. All army trucks, all in their old yellows and blacks, and straight out of the Western Desert. They brought them out of the Western Desert and loaded them all on Alexandria there somewhere, out through the canal. They headed for Ceylon, as it was then, as Sri Lanka now. But it hadn't been finalised then. Curtin still wanted them to come back to Australia, go to New Guinea. Churchill wanted them to go to Singapore. But they're not coming straight up to Britain because there was German raiders and Jap subs lurking around. I don't know if you've ever seen the figures, but we lost 30 or 40 ships about that time, all the BHP car iron ore from up Western Australia down to Warriala, Newcastle, and they had to wait outside the heads, and these ships going up to Cocos Islands, and then they sunk the warship off the coast. Nothing had to be mentioned about it because Australia was in a bad way and we had nothing much to chase. The Japs were coming down along the Kokoda Trail. And it was on. They had to bring our blokes home. So they gave them permission to hang off all Fremantle for a while, but as soon as possible to duck into Adelaide and unload them there. And they had to go from Adelaide up country to Elizabeth or someplace, another little sandy creek or something, just north of Adelaide up in the bush. And they dumped them all there. And that was all the 2nd 25th Mont. So anyway, they got them to there, and then the idea was that they would bring them in convoys up along the coast to the Brisbane line to support the Brisbane line, which came from Maroochydore through to Stanthorpe. So they got off down there, and here they were with all these old trucks battered, and you've never seen such battered old things.
I'd like to know, what was Dooley Duncan eating peas in your front yard for? Who was Dooley Duncan?
Dooley Duncan was in the 2nd 10th AASC.
Okay.
Dooley was in our camp at Villeneuve, and his brother was another platoon up at Sandy Creek.
Because you have a beautiful photograph of Dooley Duncan picking the peas from your mother's front garden.
Yeah, so anyway, well, he came up one day and he said, I've got a wife down in Victoria. She wants to come up and see if she can board here. They'd be there training for quite some time before they went off to jungle stuff, you know. So Father said, all right, yes, so we've got a room for her. And she was a lovely lady too, and she was the top women's tennis player of Yarrawonga. Old Dad was the undertaker at Yarrawonga, and Dooley and his sergeant brother up at Glenfern, he was blue, he had ginger hair. Anyway, then she came up, Lilla name was, I think, Oh, she fitted in well with us. He used to sneak up after dark and so forth, and be gone by daylight again, and went on with all their training and so forth. And then one day, the train pulled up and split it off, and it was the boy's father. He came up to see them. We have a photo of them somewhere too.
Oh, do we have that in the collection?
Yeah, it is, but I don't know where it is. He was a nice old bloke too. But we went down to Victoria after the war, and I went round to Yarrawonga to see him, and they were all dead. Killed and what have you. The old fellow was dead, but two boys had died. Hazel Ruddock along here on the end, her big old house there. They did all the verandas in with little cubby holes, and she had about a dozen wives came up from. Most of those guys that came up were nearly all Victorians, with our blokes already been packed all up.
So the Crofton girls, were they in the Second World War or in the Land Army? Or
who was that?
The Crofton girls.
Kilcoy went off. They went up north, a lot of them, went to Atherton Tableland picking up spuds.
No, they were in uniform. Food. You've got photographs of them. Oh, that's what the job they would have done in the army.
Land Army, that.
Wasn't Dorrie Day? I think we've got a nice photograph of Dorrie Day. Day in uniform? Or one of the Crofton girls?
One in uniform was a friend of ours, Nellie Robson. They were friends of ours, and my sister and her about the same age. And they were great mates. The Robsons, they'd lived in Villeneuve, worked in the mill. They'd gone when the mill shut down. They went to Brisbane, lived at Newmarket, so that she could go to school and complete her education. And then she got a job in army barracks in Brisbane during the war. She joined the WAFs, and she was on a clerical job there. But anyway, she married her boss in the end, Peter Knight. And he got out of the army and went into the diplomatic force. At the end of the war, he was posted to Japan in the occupation forces, and she went too.
Well, Ron, thank you for chatting with me today. It's been very, very interesting. And let's hope we can do some more soon.
Thank you.